Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 10 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,156 on turnover of 4.5 billion NT. The TIEX lost ground on Thursday as investors reacted to a downturn on Wall Street overnight, which saw American markets slip further from recent record highs. The Ministry of Transportation and Communications has passed the review of a revised plan for the second phase of the Danhai Light Rail in Danshui. The plan will now be submitted to the Cabinet for approval. The new Taipei Department of Rapid Transit Systems says construction of the second phase of the Danhai Light Rail Blue Sea Line is set to be completed within 5 years of the Cabinet granting approval for the project. The Blue Sea Light Rail first phase opened in November of 2020. The planned second phase of the line will link Danshui MRT station with Danshui Fisherman's Wharf. It initially included a section that ran through Danshui Old Street. But the Rapid Transit Department modified the route due to protests from local residents. The new plan means the light rail line will run alongside the Danshui River. The planned line will have 6 stations and extend the operating route of Danhai Light Rail to 6.6 kilometers. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has fired rockets with heavy warheads at towns in northern Israel. There were no media reports of Israelis hurt in Thursday's assault, and the Israeli military did not immediately offer comment on the attack. Hezbollah says it used the heavy rockets against civilian targets for the first time Thursday in retaliation for a series of deadly Israeli airstrikes the day before. The militant group says several paramedics were among those 16 killed. Since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, concerns have grown that nearly daily clashes along Lebanon's border could escalate into a full-scale war. Hezbollah says its attacks aim to keep some Israeli divisions busy and away from Gaza. The one-time king of crypto has been sentenced to 25 years in prison, having been found guilty on several counts of fraud and conspiracy. William Denslow has more from outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Ahead of the sentencing, Sam Bankman-Fried acknowledged he'd made a lot of bad decisions, but he stopped short of an apology, maintaining that customers that lost more than $8 billion in FTX's collapse could have been paid back. Judge Lewis Kaplan said that argument was misleading, adding that Bankman-Fried never said a word of remorse for the commission of terrible crimes. The 32-year-old was convicted back in November of using more than $8 billion of FTX customer cash to help support his other ventures, buy properties and make political donations. SBF pleaded not guilty to all charges. His legal team says he's no financial serial killer, and there'll be an appeal. William Denslow, New York.
4 of the largest school boards in the Canadian province of Ontario have launched lawsuits against TikTok, Meta, and Snapchat, alleging the social media platforms are disrupting student learning. The lawsuits announced Thursday claims that platforms like Facebook and Instagram are designed for compulsive use, have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. The school boards are seeking damages for disruption to student learning and the education system. Dozens of U.S. states, including California and New York, are also suing Meta Platforms Incorporated. They say Meta harms young people and contributes to a youth mental health crisis. They believe Meta knowingly and deliberately designed features on Facebook and Instagram that addict children to its platforms. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.